quack, 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 quack,
hello and welcome back to D5, the Mighty Ducks, the podcast where we discuss the 1996 Disney hockey sequel, D3, the Mighty Ducks, 5 minutes at a time. And this week, I have two special all-star guests, and they're pretty much my co-hosts from my main show, the Black and South Show. First, the biggest deal in podcasting, Sal, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Not too bad. We're in a interesting part of the movie. We'll get to that in a minute. And we also have the man, the myth, the legend, Mark. Dad, how you doing?
Doing well. And I see Sal is a sleepy heel in podcast.
Well, that's what it is. It's what happens when we record when he works overnights. For those who don't know that, on the D5 side, Sal works overnights. So sometimes when we're recording, he's on very, very little sleep. So sometimes I have to actually realize that he's not nearly as awake as I am when we're doing this.
Yep.
So, all right. So,
well, okay.
Let's get started, guys. Let's get into things. First thing first, welcome. You're the, as I said, all-stars, everyone that made it through all three movies. And ironically, this is the first time we've actually done the full crossover of all three of us being over here. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the first time we did that. Usually you guys are separated. This is the first time I've actually had the full crossover.
Oh, I didn't even realize.
Yeah, I did that on purpose this year. Figured, why not? It's also, this year, I have a lot more people coming on this season than I had last year. So there's a reason for that.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it's been a jam-packed season. But anyway, let's get into the movie. Before we get into the minutes, Sal, we're not that far apart in age. So D3 the Mighty Ducks. Your thoughts on this movie and history with this movie?
I fairly enjoyed this movie. I know usually, you know, traditionally, once you start getting into like movie 3, movie 4, and beyond, it's like, okay, just take it out to pasture. Let's end the series. But I liked D3. I thought that, you know, D3 was a solid movie. I loved the story, and it was just all around good fun. It wasn't like it like to me, it didn't feel forced. It didn't feel like it was just dragged out because they needed to do a trilogy kind of a thing. I thought it was a very well written movie.
Fair enough. Yeah, what do you think?
I remember when I first saw this and going through the Ducks trilogy, that man and Cox, because it was something that they could watch and laugh at and the whole family can be entertained. And it was after the third one where the Mighty Ducks apparel was there and they had their t-shirts and Kyle had the, you know, some of the other things that went like caps and everything like that. And they enjoyed it and I enjoyed it with them because it was one of those type of movies, all three of them, where the family can sit down and watch it and there's nothing offensive about it. You don't have to worry about, you know, cursing. You don't have to worry about nudity. You don't have to worry about any of those things. Well, it was great, wholesome family fun.
Well, it is Disney. Keep that in mind. It is Disney. One thing I will say is that you're saying there's a whole bunch of merchandise out. Keeping in mind, when this movie came out, it was literally the opening weekend of the Mighty Ducks second season. So that could be why there was so much Mighty Ducks stuff out there, because the hockey franchise was in their second season.
Right. At this point. I mean, besides the t-shirts, you know, there were the hockey jerseys. Yeah, if you can afford it, they're great. And what were, I mean, how can I put it this way? The chances of the Mighty Ducks winning a championship, you know, how, you know, it was like some sort of kismet connected, some cosmic thing or something, that all of a sudden you got the Mighty Ducks and they're coming on strong. So was it because of the movie?
No.
Or was it because of something else?
Ironically, the Ducks did not win a cup until after they dropped the Mighty part. So after they dropped the Mighty part, ironically.
Yeah, there you go.
And dropped any Disney connection whatsoever. That's when they finally, and they got Scott Niedermayer. That's when they finally won a cup. So
the jinx story. There you go.
No, it's not how it works. Because 2003, the Ducks did make the finals, and then they made the Devils, and they lost. So let's just keep that in mind. Even though to this day, Sal, I am still pissed at ABC for that opening video for the game 7 of the 2003 Stanley Cup Finals, when they're telling this whole, like, from a movie to a franchise,
here's to the loss,
the Mighty Ducks, the upstart team, but they have to face the Devils in New Jersey, and they can win the cup in New Jersey. I'm like, what about the Devils? They're here. Like, what the hell?
Was that the voice that does, you know, the next movie trailer?
I will put the video up in the show notes or in the community when we actually get to this episode up. And it's one of the, as a Devils fan, it pissed me off. And I like the Ducks, but as a Devils fan, that video really pissed me off. So, I know I would mean, me and Scott were doing a little bit of the glory. I remember talking about that. It really pissed me off. So, but anyway, I could talk about that for hours.
Your franchise that is not related to Disney.
Oh, well, trust me, I'm still angry about that to this day. It's been how many years that I'm still angry about that? 18 years?
I know that feeling.
18 years, and I'm still angry about that. And the Devils won that game, but I'm still pissed at ABC for that. Anyway, let's actually get to the movie. We are at a hockey-centric 5 minutes, but this is an interesting 5 minutes, because this is where we're playing a lot of hockey. So this, by the way, for you guys, just because I know you guys did not hear the episode before this, this game is actually taking place at the Blake Academy University, the legit school. This is a legit school. They're playing. Mm-hmm. And they're playing in their building. So.
Oh.
Yeah. They're on location. Okay. They're on location for
that. Wow.
Yeah. Did a little research, and I found that this is a legit school with legit hockey background. Like a real massive history of like multiple championships in the state of Minnesota, like a legit school. So that was pretty cool.
And here I thought it was a made up academy.
Yeah. The Blake Academy is real. Eden Hall made up, Blake Academy real. So go figure.
There you go.
Okay. This has been a running joke this entire time. Did you realize they were in high school? Or did you think it was a college movie? Because a lot of people forget the high school movie.
I knew that. I mean, in the movie, they mentioned that it's high school, so I don't see why people got confused.
Because it feels like a college campus.
Yeah, a little bit.
Ay-yi-yi. All right. Let's get to our minutes. First of all, I don't understand why Julie is so like, no one's, she's getting like, she's afraid she's getting a cold. Is she afraid she's going to get stiff? Sal, you used to play hockey, so what do you think?
I'm sorry, it was breaking up. What was it?
With Julie in the beginning here, where she's all like, I'm bored, no one's shooting on me. Is it because she's afraid she's going to get stiff or cold or like, what?
I think it was pure boredom. And, you know, there is that little worry that, you know, you're not moving around as much. So when action starts to pick up, you are going to be stiff. You are going to be a little out of sorts. But I think it was just a combination of both, really. But I mean, you know, if they're, you know, when you're standing around for that long, you know, you're kind of just like, all right, hello, I'm here. You know, I'm part of this game. You know, somebody come over here, even if it's my own teammate, just shoot it against me. Make me slide, make me do something.
What's funny watching it, it reminds me a lot of when CJ used to, back when CJ first got into soccer, and they used to put him in goal, and he would get bored and he would just start like doing like laps around the goal.
that reminds me. Or he would do somersaults, or yeah,
he would be so, you know, so young and so bored. That's what yeah.
And so full of energy.
Yes, so full of energy.
This is I like the time when he just sat down and he was waiting for something to happen.
And it was during a game. That's just right. It was during a game. It wasn't even like in practice.
You know, what you can equate it to is like one person on an island and there's no other people on this island. So you're waiting for somebody to come on your island and say, "Hey, I'm not alone."
Pretty much. That's a good point. A good point. Let's jump over to Russ and Kenny. I love this sequence. I love this. Russ teaching Kenny how to talk trash. This is hilarious. And I would love to know how much of this is written and how much of this is Keenan Thompson. Like so funny. Because Kenny is so innocent in this scene.
The way the scene is, I don't think it was scripted. I think it was whatever came into their heads that they were, you know, it came out, because the way it played out, it doesn't seem like it was scripted or anything's written for them. So I'm sure that they basically kind of filled in the blanks and the ad-libbed some of the stuff, you know.
Yeah,
but it was great.
Yeah, Keenan Thompson Russ has been my favorite character in this movie. Like he has stolen the show in every scene he's been in. Like it's fantastic. And this is early Keenan Thompson. This is like he's just starting the notoriety that he is now in 1996. And he is this funny already.
Yeah.
Oh, crazy to me how funny he is. So I do appreciate, because Kenny is so bad at this. So bad. Terrible. You don't play good. You don't play good. What is that? Ay-yi-yi. So bad. I do like the fact that Russ did tell him, "Don't talk to the refs. Don't yell
at the refs." Yeah. Hey, ref.
Oh, kick another target. That was very funny. Oh man. I do like the fact that it ended with "bite me," because I did not expect that when I first was like, what? And then you realize it's the 90s. That's a joke in the 90s at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What the hell?
Pretty much. A lot of hockey. I will say, 9-0 after 2 is absolutely ridiculous, even for high school hockey. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Talk about being bored at the other end.
Yay. The funny part is, this
score,
yeah.
That type of score for a high school game, no, it's just, that's not feasible. That's not. First, you got no goalie on the other side, and you're just going, bzz, 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 bzz. It's just unrealistic.
You know, okay, this is going to pour salt in a wound that's still open, and I'm sorry for this, Sal, because I'm in the same boat as you. This reminds me of last season with the Devils. Opening day, they grew up 4-1, and in the third period, they just collapse, and then the season's over after that. That's what this reminds me of. They have this red hot first half of the game, and in the third period, they just fall the fuck apart.
That was like that game that just happened recently where they lost 7-2.
Yeah, exactly. But Julie, by the way, singing to herself because she's so bored. Ridiculous. I'm sorry, but Julie is a star.
You gotta do something. You know, here's the thing with Julie. You gotta do something to keep yourself going, and so you kind of like do these things, because if you don't, you're tended like to lay down and fall asleep.
It's true. But you know what's funny is, and we learned this later, that our coach Orion is obsessed with defense. Obsessed with defense. And the only reason Julie's not doing anything is because the Ducks are playing defense. They're playing defense. Like, that's the only reason. I'm like, okay, then what are you worrying about? Like, I'm so worried about these first two periods. Charlie had a hat trick, which is cool. Good for him. I do appreciate seeing his crush Linda finally into the game as she realized, oh, my this guy that likes me is actually a good player. I should actually root for him.
Charlie laughs. Coach, how many? I didn't say.
So we cut back to Hans. I still love the visual of Hans sitting there in his little chair with the radio for some reason, listening to high school hockey. I still don't understand why a high school hockey game's on the radio.
Because they didn't get enough money for television rights.
So,
was it on an AM station?
Maybe I equate it to like the radio station in Bayside in San Bernabelle.
Because
it makes no sense why they have a radio station in Bayside that's on like a massive station. It makes no sense.
You know, and it's great to see how clear that signal is with no interference or any buzzing. Wow.
So true. It's so true. We were actually, Sal, you'll laugh at this. We were joking about this on another episode on how there was a radio station. But then I started bringing up GTV because we did have broadcasts in Garfield on a public access station.
Mm-hmm. That is true. It was terrible, but it was true.
You did have two. There was two public access stations, channel 19 and 20, that were Lodi and Garfield stations, and they would air like the sporting events or during the day. They just have like random, like, this is what's going on in the town. Go here to the boys' club and go to this, or go to the rec center for this event.
Get robbed over here.
And basically, we have public access here, and they were showing stuff like high school basketball games, school football games, you know. And the only, I think they, when they first started, they were also showing Admirals games until the Admirals got into a different, you know,
AHL. I think when they were the IHL, something like that. Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
Who?
Huh?
Did the team get the year off for COVID?
you know, the Admiral, the team that kind of like appears and then disappears and then reappears.
Yeah, they. But let's not even go there. One other thing I was going to say. The funny part is, I remember on GTV. I don't know if you remember this, Al. That senior year, they started doing like letting the students do the commentary of games. And my senior year, but like 2001, they let the play the actual commentary went from like a teacher sitting in the booth to actual students, which was a disaster. It was an absolute disaster. I remember
always
watching, because I wasn't in the school. I wasn't in school anymore in 2001, but they would air the football games on. So I'd like to check in, but I'm not going to a game. I'll watch the game. And I remember Garfield lost the game on a field goal, you know? But what happened was they were like, they're showing the game. They line up for the field goal, and all of a sudden the video cut out. And they cut to the two of them sitting in the GTV studio. So, there was no film footage of this field goal, but this is what happened. This is so stupid. What are we doing?
Woohoo!
Oh, memories of GTV. Memories. All right. Moving on.
That's when you get when you don't hire a union.
They didn't pay us. They barely gave us food for GTV stuff. It was a volunteer. It wasn't even a class. GTV wasn't even a class. It was a study hall makeup thing. It was like, you're a study hall, but you don't want to be in study hall. Go to GTV. That's what GTV was.
I wanted to be a part of it, and they wouldn't let me in.
Yeah. Well, the problem is my senior year. My senior year, I had two study halls on my schedule for some reason. So first period was GTV. Seventh period was I was in the office, and that's when I would pull people out of class to hang out with.
Yeah, I had two study halls, and I was on work study, so I only had five periods. So I had
for that person, okay,
English, math, homeroom, you know, gym, something else that I can't remember, and then lunch, study hall, study hall.
Wow.
So, like, I had like two classes and I wanted to be a part of it so bad, and they're like, let me in, I want to do it. They're like, no, we have too many people. And I'm like, screw you.
Yeah, you see, the problem is we weren't that close yet, and you didn't get to have me, like, you got to watch me the year before, like, all over the videos, like, I'm in things all over the place. I'm doing silly dances, I'm part of like a panel doing the gong show, I'm like doing all this random stuff.
Oh, that's right, the gong show, that was good.
That was the thing that happened. I remember that. I had the video somewhere. This is a random thing we did. Oh, the stuff we got away with, I love it. Anyway, back to the movie. I would love to know why Coach Orion looks so nervous going into the third period. Did he just know they were going to fall apart? Was he worried they were going to fall apart? Like, what the hell?
Foreshadowing?
It's like, I don't understand. Like, I understand, like, after a couple of goals, he looked worried. That I completely understand. You know, I get that 100%. But the period just started.
And he looks, and it was like, 9-0.
Exactly. It's a blowout. I'm like, wow, I don't understand that look on his face. It's so bizarre. But that's when things get started to go downhill. For some reason, the Blake goaltender actually starts stopping pucks. I'm not quite sure when that started. Apparently, he must have took something.
Apparently, the beginning of the third.
It really is like playing the
double. he was showing off for Julie.
Oh, geez. And then we finally have Blake start actually playing. And this is where the Warrior Duck defense falls apart. Which, what the hell happened during the second and third period? That your
defense is maybe gone. They had a snack before they went on the ice and they started cramping up.
Oh, man.
They didn't hydrate?
No hydration.
No, not properly, that's for sure.
I love the fact, by the way, I have the captions on. And after the second goal, when it becomes 9-2, it just says fans booing. On the bottom of the screen.
No.
For the hearing impaired.
Well, I love the captions on this movie. Subtitles have been fantastic for like random stuff like that. Like, I'm loving the subtitles on this movie.
Insert crowd booing here. Boo.
Wait, that's called 2021 sports in general.
This is true.
Oh, there you go.
They were the innovators.
They were way ahead of their time on this
you
one.
You make your own soundtrack.
Oh, it's called wrestling shows in the Thunderdome. by the way, I really do hope by the time people hear this, that's just an old joke and not still going on. Because this will go off in the middle of the summer.
Nudge, nudge.
I'm hoping.
Nudge, nudge.
Ay, ay, ay. If it wasn't so unrealistic that they scored 9 goals in 2 periods, as we're entering and ending this 5-minute span, they scored 8 goals. Blake scored 8 goals. It's so ridiculous.
Okay, all right. Now let's think about this realistically, okay? Only in a professional hockey game would that even be feasible. You're talking high school? 8 goals? Come on.
In the third period. It's not even spread out. It's in the third period. Like, it's ridiculous to me.
It's not realistic. Come on.
Oh, no, sorry. It was 7 goals, and that's when they pulled Julie and put Goldberg in, and then it became 9-8. Sorry. I was a little ahead of myself. I went ahead of the
I rest my case.
Ay, ay, ay. So,
I rest my case about Julie.
Yeah, okay. We end our period. It is actually, we end our minutes with it still being 9-7 with Goldberg and net. And we'll pick up things next week with Kyle Crane to finish up this game and to continue on with the next 5 minutes of the movie. So we were joking about high school stuff. And our question for this season, I've thrown a question out to everybody this season. It is craziest or funniest high school story. And Dad, because it has been so long, don't worry about anyone actually saying you did something wrong. It has been longer even for you than even for us. And I've been giving away a lot of stories that would probably get me in trouble if anyone in Garfield actually listened to this show. Sal, I'll start with you because we went to the same school. So I'm curious, what's, if you have anything for us?
Honestly, I don't. I really don't. I was such an outcast and like nobody talks to me, and I just went home and did my own thing and played video games and stuff like that. So I didn't have a life.
nothing like in locker room antics or anything like that?
Oh, please, no.
What's funny is that me and Sal were not like we are now. Like, we're like super close and super tight now. We were not close in high school.
Okay.
So we were in two different worlds until like after high school.
Yeah.
Completely different worlds. And I know me and Sal were joking a few years ago because we were reminiscing about stuff, how my senior class ruined it for everybody. Ruined it for everybody after us.
Yep.
Where we got away with everything. And then when we left, nobody else got away with anything ever again. So
we lost our winter formal because of you.
Oh, seriously? Is that what happened?
Uh-huh.
Us or 2001? Because 2001, the class 2001, they had their prom and it was videotaped. And I remember being in GTV watching the video, and I actually had to find one of my friends who was in the video, and I said to her, I think I just watched 20 minutes of you making out with some guy.
Sounds legit.
Yeah.
So okay.
That's the thing that happened. Like, that's the thing that happened. And the funny part is, because me and her were so close, no one knew who it was, but I knew who it was by her hair color. So, like, I knew it was. And after DTV, I immediately found her. And I'm like, you might want to know this is on video. This is not a video. So,
okay. Well, let me put this. What did the cameraman, what was his rationale?
He was watching the dance, but right in front of the camera is her. And you see the guy, but you don't see her face.
Okay.
One of those things. So I knew who it was, but no one else in the room knew who it was.
what the hell's going on? The guy videotaping this, was he like getting his jollies off on this, or what?
Having a drink and not paying attention to what was going on. Not realizing that we wanted to use it for DTV.
And there you go.
Pretty accurate.
A little alcohol plays a good part.
You know what? At GHS proms, it wouldn't have shocked me. Or it may have been high. Like, okay, I'll tell this story. What the fuck? On the senior, project graduation. Right after graduation, they did a project graduation thing where we took a bus and we went to like a bunch of locations. We had a dance and a party and all that kind of stuff. Well, apparently, between the dance and the second location where we had like a pool and photo booths and everything else, on one of the buses, there was E being spread around. Everybody on that bus took E. I was on the other bus. Those two buses. I was on the other bus. But one of my friends, apparently during the dance, got a hold of the drugs and took one on our bus. And I have pictures of him looking stoned as fucking hell. And I didn't know this until later. I did not know this. He told me all this the next day.
Wait a minute. Here's the thing, right? Was your bus driver's name Otto?
No. They were. The problem is nobody was paying attention. No one was paying attention. This is the same. Okay. So that happened. And by the way, I want to say, I love GHS because they're so dumb to send a bunch of high school teenagers, 17, 18-year-olds, to a hotel. Not rooms, but a hotel with a pool and photo booths and all kind of stuff. 17, 8-year-olds, and the girls were in bikinis. What the hell were they thinking? I don't know what they were thinking on that one. One would think they would have learned their lesson. They would have learned their lesson from the Vermont trip.
They were thinking that 17... They were thinking that 17, 18-year-olds would be responsible young adults. So...
they were also thinking, they also must have not heard all the stories from the Vermont trip, that most of it came down to drinking and sex. That's actually what was going on during the senior trip, Vermont trip, which might be why there's never been another senior trip after class of 2000.
Nope.
Anyway, Dad, we've talked about GHS history. Go to you.
Nope. Let's see. We did for graduation, and we know that the principal couldn't do anything to us because, you know, his commencement ceremonies aren't getting your diplomas. Yeah, fat chance. So what we did is, after everyone got to a certain point, there was people passing out pop rocks. So all our class had pop rocks. And at a certain point, we all tore them open, poured them in, opened our mouth during the principal's commencement speech, and basically drowned him out. And him losing control and said, "You guys need to stop this or no one's graduating. You guys are getting your diplomas." And all of a sudden, the principal comes in and says, "Thank you for that wonderful speech, and now we will start handing out the diploma." He was so pissed at the end of the ceremony, he threatened to basically hold us up for the summer. And it's like, "No, we got this. Nothing you can do about it, Jack."
Wow. That's really funny. Look at that. That's hysterical. That is hysterical. All right. On that wonderful note, that's very good, though. Let's get out of here. And normally, I would throw it to my guests and tell them to get plugs in, but we're all on the same show, so I'll just do the plugs real fast. this is a rarity. We're all on the same show. So first of all, Defy the Mighty Ducks. If you're not subscribed, subscribe and go get one of these lovely t-shirts that I'm currently wearing and over at TeePublic. And also, while you're there, get one of the biggest South Shore t-shirts because they're all in the same store. So go pick them all, pick up your stuff. We would appreciate your merchandise buying. You can hear this show at all podcasting platforms, including I'll go with Audible today. Go when you're listening to your Audible book, go listen to this podcast and listen to the Blake and Sal show every single Friday, a couple hours after this show drops, our show drops, and we do not miss a week. Even when we take a week off, we still don't miss a week. So I'm still extremely proud of us for never missing a week during the pandemic. I'm extremely proud of us for that. So, because that was really difficult for us to do, but we did not miss a week. So go listen to that. All podcasting platforms, the three of us are together and we have a blast. And we laugh and we have a good time. Go rate and review the show. And next week, like I said, Kyle Crane, a friend of ours, will be here to continue on with the movie. And we'll have a good time on that one. Thank you, gentlemen, for crossing over here and having a good time with me on this show.
Not a problem.
Namaste.
Namaste. Jeez.
Namaste in bed.
Little Sal. The reason Dad said namaste is because CJ's teacher ends every single class saying namaste. Every single one. That is a real thing that happens. So
tell me she's not stressed out.
Oh, that's a thing. So, all right, let's get out of here. I'll see you all next week. Thank you, gentlemen, and thank you all for listening. Have a good day, everybody.
See ya.
See ya.
And when everyone says it can't be done, ducks fly together.